Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome. It is a Wednesday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm Dan Bach. I am here to help you navigate the slate here this evening and hopefully put you on the winning track. We want to thank Fantasy Draft for being a part of this very show. And of course, I talk about it usually every Wednesday, that Fantasy Draft, in my eyes, still sporting the best PGA product you're going to find anywhere out there. Love the idea of just having your worst score drop each and every week. So the guy doesn't make the cut. Guess what? Not drawn dead over on Fantasy Draft. So check him out if you haven't done so. You got the Canadian Open coming up this week. Baseball, they've got their rake-free games. Those also are available for golf. And really excited to see what they're going to be rolling out for football. And they're also making some changes as well. I know they were going to be adding player blocking. So you can not have to worry about necessarily playing the same people in all your head-to-head games, which is nice. So a lot of good development and stuff happening over at Fantasy Draft, and we thank them for allowing us to make this podcast for you free. Wednesday, nice split slate today. So if you're looking for the early games, click that little podcast button that says Morning Grind, because they're covering those games. I've got the afternoon one, so that is going to be my responsibility for tonight. Not a huge schedule, so we should be able to zip through this one pretty quick. I think at first look, it's going to be a pretty straightforward build for us. But sometimes when we kind of start getting into it a little bit more, it becomes a bit more complex than we originally thought. As for those last night, it was good to see Edwin Jackson turn back into the gas can that we remembered him as. So definitely, the Milwaukee side was certainly one spot that you wanted to be on yesterday. So hopefully that worked out well for you. But let's get into it here today. Again, we're looking at, my lineups page just jumped away. I think we got about eight games or so here on the schedule. So let's start with starting pitching for tonight. And one thing that kind of jumped off the page for me this morning when I started looking, I always kind of open up and see who's favored, who's the underdogs. And the one thing that I found strange was the Houston Astros sitting there at just a minus 131 favorite against the Phillies. This is a team that's just the best in the league. Seemingly from top to bottom. They got Michael Fiers pitching, who has been on fire himself the last, two, 3 weeks. I mean, this guy's been really, really good as of late. The K numbers have been there, 9, 11, 6, 7, 7 over his last five starts. His price for DFS, 8-6 on FanDuel is very reasonable. The 12-2 on DraftKings is maybe a little bit higher than we come to expect to pay for him. But it's not like he's, a garbage pitcher, a triple-A pitcher or anything like that. That's the kind of line I would have expected with a bad pitcher on the mound. So what this is really telling me is I think that, at least Vegas's belief here, is watch out for Aaron Nola and the Phillies here tonight to make this super competitive and potentially maybe even win this one. And Nola has been an outstanding pitcher. The problem is, do you really ever want to roster a pitcher versus the best offense in the league? Now, we have to put a little caveat there, a little asterisk, because they've got no Carlos Correa. Yesterday they were without George Springer, so he might sit again today. You take, two out of their top three bats out of that lineup, and they're not quite as good. Now, they're still good, but they're not quite as good. But Nola, for me, I think he's an interesting option for us today, especially if this lineup comes in watered down as I'd expect it to be. 9-7, 9-8, 9-8. 6-6. Those are strikeout totals for him so far this season. He has been, you know, uber consistent on that front. He's had a quality start in 6 consecutive starts for us today. But it's the, you know, the risk of rostering a pitcher here versus Houston. So for me, I think on DraftKings, where you have two pitchers, he's in play because he's also only 7,500 over there. So I think I'm interested in Nola. I think he's going to see low ownership tonight. And, you know, the bottom of that lineup, you got pitcher spot, you got Aoki. Tyler White is now back in the big leagues. Obviously, that is a little bit softer bottom of the order than you often see. And again, no JD Martinez if he is, or not JD Martinez, George Springer tonight. That's going to be a big advantage to Nola. So that's the one that stuck off the page. I would have put Houston, you know, if I was setting the line, which I'm not a line setter, but I look at it every day, I would have at least with Michael Fiers on the mound, I would have put it at probably like minus 155. Maybe 160. So I'm about 25 to 30 off on where it comes in at. So we'll see where this moves throughout the day as well. But that's why I always love looking at it early and then seeing what happens as the day goes on. So I'm interested in Nola. Fiers on FanDuel, GPP play in play for you as well. I mean, this Phillies team, not particularly great with the bats either. And we just talked about Fiers being, you know, really, you know, locked in here lately. A's and J's, a complete pass for pitchers. I think obviously there's going to be bats in those games that we can look at. Carrasco against Nolasco. I don't have a line on this one this morning, but I think I'd probably put it at the Indians minus 165 here. Another nice offensive performance for them yesterday. And I mean, it was only a matter of time before it started to click. Bradley Zimmer in that leadoff spot has really helped a good bit. Problem is, at the Angels, not a great team to pick on with your starting pitching because they just don't strike out a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, you got Mike Trout back in there. I probably am not going to look to Carrasco. He's 9-8 on FanDuel. The 11K on DraftKings feels way too high potentially for him today. Obviously, we've got nice upside. He's got double-digit Ks in two of his last three starts. And he should get the win points. I mean, he's going against Ricky Nolasco today with that hot offense. He might even check in at minus like 200 today. That wouldn't shock me if that's what the number is. But I think I'd rather kind of pick and choose some Cleveland bats and maybe pay down for pitching in a spot or two somewhere else. Royals and Tigers, I am passing on the arms there. Sanchez versus Kennedy. Rangers versus Marlins, Urena and Yu Darvish. Love Yu Darvish, just don't like using Yu Darvish in 95-degree heat where every other game is pretty cool, moderately speaking, here this time of year. And he's on the trade block. I don't know if that's going to affect things one way or another. The Marlins, it's a fine matchup for him. I mean, he's going to get some strikeouts there, but they're not a punching bag of a team today. And for the price you have to pay, I think he's a pass. The next two games I was pitching that I like, it's Jake Arrieta against James Shields and the White Sox. Monster favorite for him on the road at minus 223. You know, if you're on FanDuel, you get the win points, you get the quality star points. You got to think that's going to be in line for Arrieta. He's been all over the map here. The Ks certainly aren't where we love, and I think that's the drawback of maybe using him over on DraftKings where that's weighted a tad bit more. But this White Sox lineup, you know, you take Todd Frazier out of it, Adam Engel, Omar Narvaez, Timmy Anderson, Moncada, nice bat, but, you know, could easily strike out three times a game. Yolmer Sanchez, I mean, I just think that the Cubs, they're awake now this second half of the season. We've seen them, their bats get back to where they need to be. I'm going to be on tons of Cubs today, as I'm sure most people are. But I think Arrieta is in play here in this matchup just because the White Sox aren't any good. The Cardinals and Rockies, Hoffman against Carlos Martinez. I'll be curious to see if Martinez is able to strut a little bit here today. His K numbers have really been down, though, lately, and I think that really makes him a bit of a riskier option. 3-5-4-3 for an $8,900 price tag. DraftKings, we're looking at $8,400. So he's actually dropped a little bit there. I do think we get upside, though, against Colorado in this matchup. Them obviously leaving Coors is a big deal. And Martinez, I think, let me look at it here. I want to say he's got pretty good numbers versus, well, Charlie Blackman's got his number. 7 for 14, a double, triple, and home run for him. Besides that, he's done pretty well. Gerardo Parra, the only other guy to take him yard. 2 for 11 for Cargo, 1 for 7 for Ian Desmond. Let's see, Arenado, 4 for 13. So, Carmart, he's, you know, just the recent form kind of throws you a little bit. Implied run total for the Rockies, just 3.79. So, you know, I think he is going to be an option for us here today. Not a slam dunk by any measure. Steven Matz gets the San Diego Padres out there against, I think Chacin is going to be pitching. I thought I read somewhere that they might have to skip him, or maybe they just moved him back a day. But that's good news for the Mets bats, because I don't think he's particularly great. Matz, though, he's a guy who I think has a better name than maybe some of his performances here as of late. You know, against Oakland, 21 fantasy points. It's not a great team versus left-handed pitching. You know, Colorado, he had that negative 12. That was at home, not in Colorado. St. Louis won, pitched well against Washington and Miami and the Dodgers, 3 consecutive starts. The question is, can he get back to that form? But even in those games, the strikeout numbers were not particularly high. I think, obviously, San Diego, not a top-flight offense by any measure. The salaries on him, I don't know if they're going to be cheap enough for us to really go there. $7,800 on FanDuel, $7,700 on DraftKings. I mean, this is a perfect example of, I think, a guy like Aaron Nola is a supreme pitcher. Tougher matchup, but has way more upside, I think, than Steven Matz potentially does here today. So, not really super interested in him on FanDuel in particular, probably on DraftKings if you're multi-entering. And then Brock Stewart, Irvin Santana today. Stewart, this is interesting. You know, this guy, you know, is kind of a bullpen arm. You know, he doesn't pitch deep into the games. But, man, Vegas, they really don't like the Dodgers right now. I mean, their implied run total is Minnesota, 2.88. Like, that is like Kershaw-esque if he is on the mound here today. So we'll see how long he's going to pitch. He's only $4,100 on DraftKings, $5,500 on FanDuel. I can't do it. He probably might not even be, you know, eligible to get the win or quality start here today. So he's a pass for me. Santana, you know, clearly the Dodgers bats are elite day in and day out. And, you know, he got off to a hot start, but we kind of knew he was going to have a little bit of regression there, and we're starting to see that a little bit. 7 hits in 3 innings that last start, you know, 5 and 6. Did have a complete game against the Angels, which was pretty nice, but 8 and 5 against the Royals, 9 and 6 against Cleveland. So things have started to turn against Irvin Santana. That was somewhat predictable today. So for me, pitching targets, I think either guy, Houston and Philly, is in play for us tonight. I didn't talk about Gio Gonzalez against the Brewers. That was probably a bit of a mistake there. I just don't like using lefties versus the Brewers. I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan of that one. And Gio's a guy who, you know, he can give you a 50 fantasy point performance on FanDuel, but he can put up a clunker, as we saw his last start versus LA. But, you know, throw that start out against LA, and this is what you've had from Gio. 53, 31, 48, 43, 48, 40, 46, 37, 38. He had a run of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 consecutive quality starts. The only one that didn't happen was his last start against the Angels, where he gave up 4 earned runs, 5 innings, 5 hits, and 3 walks. I mean, that seems to be where trouble lies for him, is if he doesn't have a good strike zone. In terms of playing Milwaukee, he has not faced them so far this year, so that's good news. Does have a nice offense behind him. Jimmy Nelson on the mound for the Brewers. I'm not in love with it, though. I think I'd much rather go to, you know, I'm paying up for Carrasco. Might not be the worst option the more I look at it. Obviously, I talk about Jake Arrieta. I think he's a guy that's going to be kind of chalky here today. But I'm just lukewarm on Gio. Maybe it's history. Maybe I should overlook it and look at where we're at today. And he's been solid. But tough for me to kind of want to pull the trigger on him. I mean, over the last 2 years, let's see, Gio Gonzalez, Sierra, 3.72. Numbers, you know, here's the deal. You know, numbers versus lefties for Gio, 259 WOBA, excellent. But he's only going to face likely one of those. So you've got a 70-point swing in WOBA's lefty to righty, and he's probably going to face 8 right-handed bats. So that's the risk you run taking left-handed pitching against Milwaukee here today. So, all right, that's my quick look at pitching. Let's move on to the bats for us here today. Again, fantasy draft. We don't need catchers, so we'll start over at FanDuel tonight. And Detroit's in an interesting spot here. You know, Alex Avila is seemingly in a big old slump right now. Was red hot for a while, but Ian Kennedy, pretty high run total there for this team, and I don't hate him today at 2400. I think he can definitely fit your build. But the thing about today is there's no monster pitcher in the late slate. If you're playing the early slate, you got Chris Sale. Might be a little bit of a spot that you want to save, but not really here today, because my mock build today, Wilson Contreras against James Shields fit. He's only at 3.3. So we should be able to, you know, pay down a little bit for pitching, and Contreras, a guy who's hitting in the best lineup spot against one of the worst pitchers, highest run total of the day, everything kind of fits for Contreras. Fine here against righties this season, and ISO over 200. So I definitely like Contreras as a potential pay-up for us here tonight. I'd be curious to see people go to Hector Sanchez against Steven Matz. You know, he's a guy who's really, really cheap at 2,100. Hits in the middle of that lineup. Not a terrible pitch or terrible hitter by any stretch. If you need to punt, maybe you could go there, but I don't think today's the day where you need to do such a thing. Other plays that are certainly going to be on my roster. Typically, you've got the Houston guys to look to, but I'm not picking on Nola tonight. Salvador Perez against Anibal Sanchez, another guy. I think I prefer Contreras because of the lineup order, pitcher that he's facing. Not that the matchup is bad for him against Anibal, because he is not a good pitcher at all, but I think a slight edge to Contreras there. Russell Martin, 2.8, another name. But I'm probably looking at Avila, probably looking at Contreras. Those are probably my picks over there on FanDuel. DraftKings, see if the salaries are much different there. You know, you could take a shot on a Jet Bandy today at just 2.1. I mean, he is really, really cheap today. So if he cracks the lineup versus Milwaukee over Manny Pena at, you know, a floor of 2.1, I think he's in play there. Yan Gomes a little bit too. Keep your eye. Like the Cleveland lineup here today, and he's under 3K. So those are the punts over on DraftKings. Contreras, you know, he's 4.6 over there. It's a little bit tougher to pull the trigger. Avila's probably the one guy you could play on either site with him in the mid-threes over there on DK. All right, moving on to first base here tonight. And I think Anthony Rizzo against James Shields is it's going to be tough to pass on that one. Now, on FanDuel, you can make a pretty good case that that maybe E5 is the way you want to go, because the salary on him is really, really reasonable here at 3.6, and just raking versus right-handed pitching for the better part of his career. I don't see that you know, being an issue here today. So I'm still giving the edge to Rizzo, but if you're, you know, playing Arrieta and you want to stack Cubs, you could say, well, don't you want Rizzo? Yeah, you probably do want Rizzo, but, you know, it's all about value propositions at each position. And if you got a good value in E5 today, you know, 500 cheaper than him, you can play Bryant, you can play Contreras, you can play Schwarber, you can play Happ. Like, there's easier, you know, you don't have to put Rizzo in there. You still might want to, but you don't have to do it. And, you know, I think that a guy like Bryant at third is just a much better play. Other options for us. We saw Mike Napoli go yard. I prefer him versus lefties. I'm going to kind of pass on that one. I think Justin Smoke versus Paul Blackburn, kind of intriguing here. 384 WOBA versus right-handers this season. Obviously a little bit better versus lefties, but just fine in that handedness split, so I don't mind him. here today. And Miguel Cabrera on DraftKings, cheap at 3.4. Ian Kennedy on the mound here today. I mentioned it in yesterday's podcast. Looked pretty frustrated at the plate. Followed that up, though, with a two-hit performance yesterday. So maybe that's going to get him a little bit more focused. With Ian Kennedy on the mound tonight, 3.4, just too cheap over on FanDuel or on DraftKings. And Matt Carpenter as well against the righty and Jeff Hoffman. I think that's a pretty good split for him here today with Hoffman. Let's see. Hoffman actually a little bit better versus lefties in his split. Looking at it right now, 307 WOBA, 182 ISO versus 380 to righties, 205. On the ISO. So a little bit better for right-handed bats against Hoffman, but still a great price on him today. So on DraftKings in particular, probably not paying the number on FanDuel. Cody Bellinger against Irvin Santana, 5,400 on DraftKings, too high, but still underpriced on FanDuel. So in play over there. Okay, second base here today, and we get the scorching hot Jose Altuve once again. He did not make my initial build tonight. I just feel like Rougned Odor is just too darn cheap to not roster. Had a nice game yesterday. I talked about his at-bats the day before where he sent one, you know, right against the wall. Probably should have had a home run and ended up getting a home run yesterday. Now, it also looks like, I'm looking at the player news on him, leaves the game, says left the game, oh, leaves the yard. Sorry, I thought he left the game early with injury, so that was my bad. But yeah, definitely Odor, just too cheap. 3,800 over on DraftKings, still 2,500 on FanDuel, especially when you look at your other options you have at that position. He's the one that really kind of stands out for me, price per dollar, that I'm going to use. I think Daniel Murphy against Jimmy Nelson, 3.9 is pricey, but, you know, if you can make it fit, you know, he's a guy that I'm always willing to spend on in that position. And, again, Altuve against Nola. I'm not using many guys against Nola because I like him today, but Altuve's just legit. So another 1-for-4 hit for him yesterday. That's stupid. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, if there's a guy who's going to make a run with a hit streak, it's Jose Altuve. Guy's just so, so good with that bat and brings so much to the table. So I like him a good bit here tonight. But give me Odor as kind of my chalky play here tonight. Jose Ramirez on FanDuel if you want to mix it up a little bit in your GPPs. Okay, moving on to third base tonight. And Chris Bryant's the play at 3-7, and I think it's crystal clear where we want to go with that one. I know Adrian Beltre's been a little bit hot at the plate. Good hitting environment for him tonight, but I want Bryant versus Shields, and I'm not going to think twice about it. Certainly on FanDuel, where he's only 3.7, I think it's a plug and play, and keep moving on. I think Anthony Rendon is a sneaky GPP option if you want to fade the chalk today. 400 WOBA against righties, 239 gets Jimmy Nelson today, so that's a guy who's always overlooked. So, and we've seen him just have some really big games, but typically people, if they're paying up, you know, he's going to have zero ownership today because somebody's going to pay 3-7. It's going to be for Bryant. It's not going to be for Rendon. So I'm throwing him as a great GPP swerve. Jerko, if you need to go under 3 on FanDuel, we talked about the splits there for Hoffman and Jerkstor. Just fine versus righties here today. 194 on his ISO this season. So I like him a good bit here today. DraftKings, Castellanos, too cheap at 3.5. We can fire him up with a lot of confidence. Moustakas, I don't love the price on him today, but, you know, he's a guy that's at third base really is, you know, pretty elite talent. So, and been awesome so far this year. Anibal Sanchez, great matchup. So, maybe a GPP flyer. But, you know, Bryant on DraftKings, it's not as much of a plug and play. You've got that 5-3 price tag. Jerko, still cheap over there on DK at 3-4. So you've got some alternatives there. I think FanDuel, it's an easy play. Okay, moving on to the shortstop position. And, you know, we'll see what the lineup, how the lineup breaks. Steven Drew, if he would be batting second today against Jimmy Nelson. I don't mind him at just 2.5 over on DraftKings in particular. I mean, this position is just a pain to roster. That's why I'm probably going with Frankie Lindor today. You know, great hitting matchup, I think, against Ricky Nolasco. Price is reasonable enough. 4-7 on DraftKings feels a little bit high, but when you compare where else you want to go with the position, like, I mean, Seager's great as well. I mean, I can easily see playing Corey Seager today against Ervin Santana. He hasn't been phenomenal at the plate as of late, if memory serves. I didn't play too much yesterday, but yeah, just 1-for-4. I mean, you look at the numbers for him. One extra base hit in his last five games, you know, only two runs scored. So Seager's been on better runs, but Ervin Santana at home, not a bad spot for him. But I think I'm going to give Lindor the edge if I'm choosing between those two here today. And I like the home matchup and, again, just that hot offense that you have going for the Cleveland Indians. Semien, I've been on this train for a while, and it's been all right. You know, it's certainly, you know, been a little bit bumpy at times, but for the most part, he's producing. You know, yesterday, it's not a bagel, but it's 3 fantasy points. The day before, got you 6. Then he went on that really nice run before then. Against Marco Estrada, I'm fine with the matchup for him. The price on FanDuel, if you need a pay down, he's probably where you're going. Addison Russell's got to be in play, too, here against James Shields on FanDuel. 2.3 is really, really cheap, and he's typically the overlooked guy in the Cubs stacks. And I get it because the other guys bring a lot more power to the table, but he's not worthless in that category. So at 2.3, really nice value on him here tonight. And that's it. I'm not looking to pay Trevor Story, Marwin Gonzalez, no thanks. Orlando Arcia is intriguing too. I always like this kid. I think he's sneaky decent. Gets the matchup versus Gio Gonzalez is not ideal, but nobody's going to be on him. So sneaky play only. Don't play him in cash. All right, let's get to the outfielders. So where, let's see, we've got Bradley Zimmer on FanDuel. What a monster game he had again yesterday. And at just 2.7, I mean, there's so many like value outfielders on FanDuel in particular tonight that you can go to. Zimmer, Schwarber today, Happ today, all these guys 2.8 or less. I really like Granderson tonight if he's in the lineup against Chacin at just 2.3. You know, we kind of bypassed a lot of the Mets, but Conforto, Cespedes, love these guys today against Chacin, who I just don't think is a very good pitcher at all. Not the best ballpark, but not a great pitcher. So the value is plentiful tonight. Paul Blackburn, don't know a lot about him. He hasn't been horrible at the big league level here, and Jose Bautista at 3,200 looks somewhat intriguing, but he's just not. It's got to realize he's not the Bautista that he used to be, and it's really, he's only got 2 hits in his last, let's count them, 7, 11, 15, 25 at-bats, 28 at-bats. He's got 2 hits in his last 28 at-bats. 3.2K on FanDuel is going to be awfully tempting. Matt Joyce leading off against Marco Estrada. I always like Matt Joyce in that leadoff spot. Gives you some sneaky good power. You know, had a double again yesterday. Not bad in that leadoff spot. So 2,900 over on FanDuel. DraftKings 3,600. So, you know, DraftKings, they just absolutely hate Oakland bats. So feel free to play them over there if you like them. Michael Brantley starting to get locked in maybe a little bit. He had a homer yesterday, and I think the it had been a while. Actually, he had a homer yesterday and had another homer 2 games before that against Toronto, but hadn't hit one in eons. Like, our game logs on RotoGrinders, you got to go to page 2 to find that home run. So potentially getting a little bit more keyed in at the plate, something that Cleveland was looking for. 3,800 on FanDuel, 47 over on DraftKings tonight. If I'm paying up today, Bryce Harper's the bat that I want in my lineup most. If I can get any of these guys, it is him today. So that's my big spend. Let's see, a few other outfielders. Chris Davis, Nomar Mazzara, pretty reasonably priced on DraftKings at 3,100. Hasn't been hitting the ball well, but I can kind of get behind him today on that site. Davis, just awesome hitter, red hot, good matchup. 4,400 on DraftKings, a bit pricey, but a guy that I'm willing to look at today. I think that's most of the guys I'm looking at. Maybe Shin-Soo Choo, if you want to use that leadoff lefty against Jose Urena tonight. That matchup does make a good amount of sense for him. And we talked about righties against Hoffman. Randall Grichuk will fit that bill today. I don't love the lineup order maybe for him, but as a GPP play, taking some of those righties against Hoffman might not be the worst option out there tonight. All right, that's it. That's my lowdown on who I'm looking to play today on the evening slate on this Wednesday. Be sure to check us out, Grinders Live, all day long. We had our golf show last night on demand. You can check that out and get yourself set for the Canadian Open this week. And I should be back tomorrow with another edition of the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. If you've got feedback, please let me know. Hopefully you're enjoying all the podcasts and content we're providing you here at Roto-Grinders. And know that coming up, football season right around the corner, building that schedule up, and I think it's going to be a doozy for us. So stay tuned. But till tomorrow, good luck in all your contests, and we'll talk again on XM Radio tonight, 6 to 7 Eastern. Dan Bach wishing you best of luck. See you, everybody.